Thanks. Appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for our politics roundtable this week, we're going to focus a little different on what made state political news at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. And more on that in just a moment. For this conversation, we're joined by one of the reporters who was there when Governor J.B. Pritzker announced grants for mental health awareness programs on Tuesday. Jim Meadows is ag reporter and local All Things Considered host for our home station, Illinois Public Media. Jim, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Glad to be here.
Listeners, you can join us as ever, especially if you were at the Farm Progress Show. What jumped out to you? 800-222-9455 is the number to call in today. So, Jim, I guess for those of us who grew up as city kids, what is the Farm Progress Show?
Well, the Farm Progress Show is a trade show for farmers focusing on equipment. They hold it every year between two alternating sites. There's one in Decatur, and there's one in Boone, Iowa, so they'll be in Boone, Iowa next year. The Decatur site is 640 acres. By comparison, Disneyland has 500 acres. But the Farm Progress Show is not a theme park. It is a pretty serious trade show, and farmers who come there come to see equipment and services that various businesses have available. You can see some very big, very expensive piece of equipment there. You can there is land available to test out the equipment so that farmers can get a really detailed look at how everything works and how whatever they're looking for, which would cost them an awful lot of money, would be able to help them. Since there are so many farmers coming to the Farm Progress Show every year, politicians like to come too, to either meet people there or at least stand next to them while they make an announcement about something related to agriculture. And some of those politicians included Governor J.B. Pritzker, who came to the Farm Progress Show on Tuesday. I don't know how many farmers he got to see. He saw a lot of reporters in the media tent building.
That's how that goes, isn't it? Yeah. So he's there to announce these mental health grants. Who are those grants meant for?
Well, this is part of a larger program, and which is a helpline and other services available for mental health care for farmers through the Farm Family Resource Initiative. And I wanted to make note of that. That's a program that members of farm families can call for mental health care. Besides the helpline itself, there's also access to telehealth services. And the phone number for that service is 1-833-FARM-SOS. That's 833-FARM-SOS. Governor Pritzker, at his appearance at the Farm Progress Show, talked about lessening the stigma around seeking mental health care in the farm community. He believed that young people, and he noted that he has a couple of kids in college himself, for young people, the stigma has lessened in recent years. So this grant program actually reaches out to local chapters of FFA, what used to be called the Future Farmers of America, the Ag Education Youth Group. And it's essentially funding to help chapters of FFA promote seeking those mental health services. So that's the specific thing that Governor Pritzker was there to talk about. He also got asked about a few other things, and perhaps one of the things that got the most attention was his discussing that the help that he and Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago are seeking. They want migrants who are in the Chicago area seeking asylum to be allowed to hold jobs while they're waiting for their cases to be processed. So he talked about that. He talked about areas where there is a shortage of labor, and though I don't think he had firm numbers with him, he thought that the agricultural sector might be one area where these migrants could work while they're waiting for their cases to be processed.
Interesting. Well, the governor was not the only political figure there. There were also several members of Congress from Illinois who were present for a panel discussion at the show. U.S. Representatives Nikki Budzinski from Central Illinois, Eric Sorensen from Northwestern Illinois, and Mike Bost from Southern Illinois. Two Democrats, one Republican. One of their biggest topics of conversation is the Farm Bill that Congress is aiming to pass this year. It comes up about every 5 years. This is, in recent cycles, it's kind of been mashed together in order to get the votes necessary to be, something for farmers, and then also food assistance, SNAP, also kind of what used to be referred to as food stamps. They kind of mash it together to get the votes for that. Was there common ground among these members of Congress who were talking about this?
Yes. For these three members, I thought they were actually all fairly collegial with each other, as they talked in front of an audience. Sometimes the audience asked questions, but most of the questions came from a Farm Progress farm broadcaster, Mike Pearson, and they're all on the Ag Committee, and they all want the Farm Bill to go through. They all have different interests. Nikki Budzinski, for instance, had announced earlier this week a bill that she is sponsoring for increasing money for agricultural research. She would like that to be part of the Farm Bill. Mike Bost noted that he would like to see the work requirement restored to the SNAP program. The model that he used was the one that was passed in the late 1990s, negotiated by President Clinton and and Speaker Newt Gingrich. He'd like to see something like that come back, but I think all of them talked about the necessity of keeping these two sides of the Farm Bill together, and as Mike Bost put it particularly, that if they were split as a few conservative members of the Republican delegation have suggested that if they were split, he thought both sides would fail because they just would not be able to find enough votes on their own.
Right. The suggestion being that why would city, mostly Democrats from cities care to vote about, subsidies to farmers, and maybe farmers think that their constituents want them voting against food assistance. Although I guess people get food assistance everywhere, not just in cities. But I digress. Only about a minute and a half remaining, Jim. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture was also there, Tom Vilsack. Briefly, what did he have to say?
And while I searched hurriedly for my notes on that, Tom Vilsack, I did not get to see Tom Vilsack myself. He came the following day, but he's a regular visitor to the Farm Progress Show. And he was there again with Congresswoman Budzinski. He was there to announce that the U.S. Department of Agriculture was awarding more than $250 million in loans and grants for ag producers and rural small businesses to support a renewable energy and energy efficiency project, money from the Rural Energy for America program, and also from the Inflation Reduction Act to help farmers and other businesses lower energy costs, make more money, and strengthen their operations. A lot of these announcements are not necessarily earth-shaking, but I think politicians feel it's always important to bring something. I guess a little gift, for instance, when you're invited to a dinner party, for instance.
Definitely a little pork, perhaps, you might even say.
You could look at it that way, maybe.
Well, maybe that's another show. All right. Jim Meadows is the Ag Reporter and local All Things Considered host and my colleague at Illinois Public Media. Jim, great to talk with you as always. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Quite welcome.
We love hearing what you think about what we've been talking about. You can send us an email. talk@21stshow.org is the address, talk@21stshow.org. Or you can call our voicemail line anytime, 217-300-2121 is the number for that, 217-300-2121. Note, that is a little different than our live call-in number. So if it is during the show, we'd love to hear from you live. I won't say that number now to confuse things. You can find all the ways to contact us. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org. More to come after a short break. Stay with us.